You're listening to a Mamma Mia podcast.
Mamma Mia acknowledges the traditional owners of land and waters that this podcast is recorded on. Move by Mamma Mia is the exercise app for anybody, anywhere. And in case you missed it, we dropped a brand new stretching collection that can be used to improve mobility and bookend your favourite sweat sessions. Mamma Mia subscribers get unlimited access to Move, and we drop new workouts every single week. If you're on the hunt for movement that makes you feel good, head to move.mamamia.com.au and use the code MOVE10 to get $10 off a yearly subscription.
Hi, I'm Isabella Ross from Mamma Mia's daily news podcast, The Quickie. Here's what's happening in the news today, Thursday, April 18th. The Prime Minister has confirmed that a permanent visa will be offered to a Pakistani security guard injured during the Bondi Junction stabbing attack. Security guard Mohammed Tahar was taken to hospital after confronting the attacker on Saturday. Mr. Tahar is in Australia on a graduate visa, which is due to expire. When asked about whether a similar offer of citizenship or visa would be put to Mr. Tahar, as was to Bollard Man, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese said yes, acknowledging the courage of the guard whose colleague was among those killed. The Prime Minister has also conceded the government needs to do better among younger Australians, following figures showing they will have a higher repayment burden from their university education. Albanese confirmed they are considering changes to HECS indexation, given the release of the university's Accord final report, which recommended an overhaul of the system. For the more than 3 million people with a HECS debt, the indexation is the second highest in the past decade. With higher inflation, the burden has increased so much that many graduates are struggling to repay their loans. The bishop, who was allegedly attacked by a knife-wielding teenager on Monday night in Sydney, has called for peace in the community. In an audio message released by the church today, the bishop said he was doing fine and recovering quickly, saying violence is not the answer, instead calling for forgiveness. The attack was streamed live on the church's video feed, police declaring it an act of terrorism. Police have seized the 16-year-old boy's devices and are investigating whether he could have become radicalised in the lead-up to the attack, which senior officials say appears to have been religiously motivated. Lastly, new research is offering hope for those who have experienced or are at risk of developing postpartum depression. The American study found that one low-dose injection of psychedelic drug esketamine administered right after childbirth can have a powerful impact. It appears to significantly reduce major depressive episodes in mothers who had prenatal depression. Esketamine is a derivative of ketamine, commonly used as an anesthetic and in depression management in supervised medical settings. That's your evening news headlines. In tomorrow's Ep, we're debunking an online diet trend that has experts concerned. Ozempic is a trending topic on some social media platforms, but how dangerous is this latest weight loss fad? And what do we need to know about the concoction that influencers are now promoting? Check out The Quickie, wherever you get your podcasts.